The Department of Veterans Affairs does not endorse or officially sanction any entities that may be discussed in this podcast, nor any media products or services they may provide.
Hello, and welcome to the Department of Veterans Affairs Digital Media Engagement Interns podcast. This podcast will focus on the experience and work of various interns through the Digital Media Engagements team who are working with us as part of the Virtual Student Federal Service Internship here within the Department of Veterans Affairs. This podcast is two interns having a conversation about their experiences in order to highlight the work as well as encourage application to this program and friendship amongst the interns. So please join us as we highlight and get to know just some of the many interns as a part of our program. Thank you for listening.
Today we are talking to Guillermo. He's from San Antonio, Texas. He served in the U.S. Marine Corps and the U.S. Army. He fought all over the world. He was deployed from 2008 to 2009. He's won numerous awards, including the Army Achievement Award, Army Commendation Medal, Army Good Conduct Medal, the Marine Corps Good Conduct Medal, Iraq Campaign Medal, National Defense Service Medal, and a Marine Corps unit citation. So he attended Ohio State University and the University of Maryland Global Campus. He was a part of the Student Veterans of America organization, and in addition to a bunch of other ones. And we are so excited to have him as a part of our internship program. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much.
So how did you find out about this internship?
Actually, it was a last minute announcement that came through my university website and the VRC Bessie blog, where they post job postings, internships, what have you. And I saw it and thought that would be a great way to start off my journey after graduating with a communications degree to kind of get my foot in the right direction to where my path of study had gone to. So 5 hours remaining on the bid, and I went to USA Jobs, put it in, and lo and behold, I had no idea it was going to go through, but lo and behold, to my surprise and my email, I got accepted and said, okay, well, I guess this is a sign, and went right for it.
That's awesome. It's so fun how those things work out. So you are a writer for the Born to Battle
podcast.
So how do you like that so far?
It's amazing. I work with a very supportive staff, Tanner Iskra and Mary Adams. They are nothing but phenomenal, as well as the supportive staff and the fellow writers that I work with. It's been quite possibly some of the most rewarding work I've done in my field of study to date, and I can't express how grateful I am to have this experience and to be a part of something bigger than myself and giving back to the veterans that means so much to me. Especially, it's my small way of contributing to those who have served their sweat and blood over there, and it means more than you know. That's in my way of giving a token of returning my service to them.
So for our listeners that don't know, can you walk me through what is the podcast and what you do for them, and how all of that works?
Sure. Tanner, first of all, he basically does the interview, has all of his questions, and gets his feedback from his interviewed guest, and then he shares that recording and we listen to it, and the transcribers go verbatim and down to the wire, you know, who's talking, and make sure all the accreditation is there. When all of their P's and Q's are stuck in a row, they publish that out. In the meantime, myself and the other writers will listen to the podcast and start doing the write-up as far as the history, what their little story, and get into it, kind of nail it down into a digest for the Born the Battle podcast blog bio, and when Tanner looks it over, he does his edits, hands it over to us, tells us to put on the finishing touches with the graphics, images, and along with the transcript, and he does the chop down of the audio, and he packages all of that together and then puts it out, and up to the higher ups. They look at it, they approve it. Adam Stump and Ray Leal and Dom Ramirez, they're all part of that loop, and when they say, they give it their blessing, it's good to go, post it on the website, and that's the product, finished product that everybody sees on the website.
I think so many people just hear or see the finished product and they don't realize all of these steps that go into making these things happen. And it's really cool that you're a part of that. So you are a member of the Student Veterans of America Association.
Yes.
So can you talk a little bit about what that is? I know we have a number of them within our program. So can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, the Student Veterans of America, they're pretty much a collaboration of veterans who have served prior in the military and gone on to academic endeavors and wanted to transfer some of their skills into the academic world and out in the professional world. So they've got this group that instills not only, I say, epithets of leadership, but also professional camaraderie across the whole globe, wherever you may be, as a part of that academic institution, they might have a chapter. And if they don't have a chapter, you can always request to have a chapter at your academic institution, which is really cool because the University of Maryland Global Campus didn't have their chapter approved until just recently, a few months ago. And they had published it on the website and had it on a community. I basically emailed them, said, "Hey, I want to be a part of this. What do I need to do?" And the rest is history. They emailed me, said, "Welcome to the club. Here's everything you need," and it just goes from there. I make connections with other students who are part of the chapter, and if I need guidance or professional advice or academic advice, I can go to anybody in that group, and they'll be able to, based upon their wealth of knowledge or experience, what have you, they'll be able to impart that upon me, and I take it however I need to and run with it.
So I know we have a lot of students taking virtual classes this year. So how can someone join, benefit, participate in the Student Veterans Association of America when they are unable to be on campus due to COVID-19?
Well, you'd email your representative, first of all. You can go to https://studentveterans.org, find out your local chapter, or just email them yourselves. They're located at 1012 14th Street, Northwest Suite 1200 in Washington, D.C. Their direct number to headquarters is 202-223-4710. So if anybody doesn't have a local chapter, contact headquarters, and I encourage you to just ask your questions, get involved, and be a part of tomorrow's leaders.
That's fantastic. So the VA obviously runs a lot of programs for veterans.
Yes.
Were there any programs that you learned about or learned more about since joining this internship program?
Actually, I did. And it was from the podcast guests themselves, such as the Suicide Crisis Hotline, the app that I didn't even know about until just recently, Operation Pop Smoke. We were unfortunate to have a couple soldiers when we got back from deployment become victims of suicide. And I wish that app would have been there because it would have helped out our squad leaders, it helped out our team leaders so much. They probably would have been with us had we had some kind of framework like that in the military. And I'm just grateful that Sergeant Quinones had brought that to existence and to today, so that not only veterans but even active duty can download that app and be a part of it, so they can have some kind of support network for those dealing with the insurmountable amount of stress that comes not only with multiple deployment but just military life in general.
So you found the internship, you've really enjoyed this so far. How did you decide on this sort of communications field?
Well, actually, I'm a natural writer. Writing has always been ingrained in my persona since middle school. I started out writing poetry, and then I started writing compositions and really getting into the classics like Mark Twain, Charles Dickens, Edgar Allan Poe, Alexandre Dumas, and it just went off from there. And I just, the more that I read, the more I got inspired, even to the point of, you know, I briefly had a soiree with, you know, drawing comic books. And but my art was, I felt, never really stood to the standards of some of my childhood idols. I mean, like Joe Quesada, who are not only good writers, but they're master work with the with a just basically a pencil. It just put all my stuff to shame, and I was like, okay, well, I'm going to stick with what I know. In writing, to me, I create much better with more detail and description, and my verbal lexicon is far more expansive than my peers when I was in high school. And I decided, hey, you know, I'm just going to keep being a writer. I feel that's my natural calling. Kind of put that into direction. At first, I started out at Ohio State with intercultural communications. And when I came back from the study abroad program, I took a break because I had to work full time. And then after 9/11 had happened, my brother's best friend had fallen in Afghanistan. And a couple years later, I just had enough of it. And I went and reenlisted into the Army, and soon before I knew it, I was over there in the sandbox and doing my part. And it wouldn't be until after I had gotten out of the military that I wanted to continue doing writing, doing communications. And I had no clue it was going to lead me into the internship program like this, because now it's just kind of really come full circle, you know, that I had given my time, I'd given my everything to the military, and then just to come back around and give what I can back to highlighting their stories and giving back to them, and which is really the best reward of all.
That's fantastic. So what are you most excited about? You know, recently been onboarded. You've worked on a couple episodes. Yeah, what are you most excited about as you continue this internship?
I'm excited to find out more stories about these veterans that keep stepping up to the plate, sharing their stories, and more of these programs, more of these items that you would never hear about unless you heard it firsthand, like stories from Sergeant Quinones, Tony Temerario with his IoT framework for first responders, programs that I never thought existed or knew about, you know, because I was just in a totally different field downrange. And then coming back, you don't learn about everything that happened until you sit down and then you hear stories like this and saying, wow, that's where it comes from. That's how it happens. And I'm a lot more wiser now because of it. And I can't wait to learn more moving forward from other veterans that are going to be featured on the show. So I'm excited with each new podcast, each time that I get a chance to write and learn. Not only benefits me, but it benefits the veterans in my area. Being in San Antonio, there's four military bases here, and a large veteran community. So for me, it's really exposing all of this information and giving it back to them so that they can also benefit from the advice and wisdom that these veterans share on the podcast.
Right. So I, you know, as a civilian and just being young, didn't know about a lot of these programs and things until I joined this program. So from your perspective, why is this work that you're doing on the podcast and the work that they're doing through the VA, and all of these things so important?
Because it makes a difference in a veteran's life. Most of them aren't aware of the services, the fact that they're there, it's the one or even the small group that actually stops and says, wow, that made a difference in my life. That changed me. That helped me, you know, get better. It helped me to heal. That's what matters, because they have families, they have friends, people around them in their little social network and community that you didn't just help that veteran. You helped all of that extension of the veterans. So in that sense, and if you look at it that way, you're actually helping in the community on a much larger scale. So it's like drops of water in the pond. It's a ripple effect, and that's the reward.
And to think you applied for this program a couple hours before the deadline and are doing this, are participating and helping, you know, in all of this work. So what is your favorite thing about the internship so far?
My favorite thing is the connections I make with not only the veteran staff that are here, that are amazing, by the way, wealth of knowledge, wealth of background, but also the fellow veterans and interns that are here that are just giving their time, giving their all, and doing wonderful things. Everybody who contributes a part to this internship is making a part of success and being a part of changing lives of veterans. So for me, the biggest part is making those social connections with all of those interns that come across here and that I meet and connect with. We have a meeting Monday, and meetings Monday, everybody shares that LinkedIn, and we just expand a network. And those kind of ties, based on my experience in the military at a collegiate level, starting out, going forward, I mean, they're bonds that sometimes last a lifetime. So those are things that you really want to establish early on. So I'm excited for that.
It's really special, especially in the time of COVID. You know, we're not often the internship experiences. You're in an office with your peers and you're learning from each other in that capacity. And so it's been really cool to make connections this way and still connect with people from all over the country and even farther than that in such a, you know, unique way and unique time. So what are your goals for this internship and then going forward?
My goal is to basically cut my teeth here on the communications field and learn all about the business of getting a production like this going, the writing, the editing, communicating with staff and having deadlines. One thing I learned in the military is always make sure you're way ahead of deadline. You're way out in front. That way you're never behind and you never leave anyone behind. If anybody needs help, always be available. And that's nothing short of what I've been doing. I tell my bosses, hey, if you guys need anything, I'm here. I'm available. What can I do for you? And they've been behind me 100%. I've been championing them 2,000% because they are the backbone of this operation. They're the ones who make these wheels go. And it's their support that makes everybody else appreciate it. And the staff works for them. I mean, that's the bond.
It is really, really special. And it's because of them that all of the rest of us work so hard to support the work that they do day in and day out. So after this internship is over, what do you want to do?
Personally, I hope this leads to some kind of form of communication. Maybe I want to, you know, continue on. Hopefully the VA finds me a slot. If not, I mean, hopefully I find a branch out, you know, somewhere else that could use a communications guy. Right now I'm kind of doing a few little volunteer projects in my hometown with Veterans Committee here, and I'm always active in tapping into their outreach. Like I get emails from the Texas state here that offer programs like they give you newsletters about unaccompanied burials for veterans who don't have any next of kin to bury them, and those kinds of activities that make you aware that, hey, you know, this is more than you, and veterans kind of need to support each other, especially even in life and in death. So being supportive in that fashion, kind of that outreach. So I would like to help out in that kind of communications area and continue doing something like this, because this is what I felt like is my natural calling. So hopefully, no matter which way my professional journey takes me, I know that I'm always going to land on my feet and I'm always going to look ahead.
What is your advice to either a veteran or an intern looking at this program?
I would tell them to make the most of it. Make the most of the experience. They may make the most of the work and learning as much about whatever program that you're being a part of, and even maybe cross-training a little bit to kind of get familiar with what everybody else does and knows how it and understands how it plays a part into the larger role of things. Because later on in whatever you're studying and whatever field that it might take you, I mean, that kind of experience you're going to bone up on, and it applies not only to what you're going to be doing in classwork, but outside in the professional world, because they're going to say, hey, that guy knows what he's doing. He worked for me for 9 months. That guy is locked on. He got the experience. He cut his teeth. He put in the time, and now he's all the much better for it. And now that he graduated, he's ready. He's good to go.
So as we wrap this up, this has been a fantastic conversation. Tell me a fun fact about yourself.
Fun fact, I like karaoke. I like to sing. that's one of them.
What is your go-to karaoke song?
My go-to karaoke song. There's a couple of them. I would say Under the Bridge by Red Hot Chili Peppers, or Sublime.
Classics. Good choices. Well, thank you so much for joining us. This has been a great conversation. Check us out with our next guest, it should drop next week. Thank you so much for learning about your fellow interns.